Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
To the sweet sounds of Kevin Bloody Wilson, it's Hump Day with Swatty and Friends, Samantha Richards and Dane Swan. Hello, guys.
Woohoo!
Hey, what's going on?
On cue every time during his introduction, he just clears the throat to let us know he's there.
I'm a professional.
I'll tell you what looks professional, Dane. For the listeners out there, allow me to describe. Dane has no shirt on and is sitting in front of what looks like some tropical background. Dane, are you working hard from some remote location?
I am.
Hang on. Let me guess, because we've been locked down in Melbourne all year.
Good.
And one of the most important things we know as Victorians is to put back into the community. So
absolutely.
I'm assuming you've gone to Daylesford for the week?
A little bit further south.
Maybe down Warrnambool,
south of Daylesford?
Is that south?
Pardon?
South of Daylesford.
I think so.
South of Daylesford. You think you are south of, okay.
What?
Down the surf, so the surf shire?
Yeah, pardon? south means up, yeah?
Depending on which way you are, yes. Which way you're facing,
okay, well,
which way you're lying.
I'm facing the way that the south is up from Daylesford.
Okay.
So Mildura?
Nah, but a bit further south.
I don't think you can get further south if you're facing north.
Okay.
Mildura.
No, I'm pretty sure you can because I'm here.
Well, Swanee's an ambassador for a town in rural Victoria. Do you remember? Do you remember this, Swanee? I'm just going to play it for our listeners.
G'day, Swanee here at the Pioneer Settlement. Stepping back in time to Bushranger days. Just like Ned Kelly, the paper said I was a bit of a bad boy. It's good to be wanted. Visit the Swanee region and tell them Swanee sent you.
Tell him Swanee sent you. The Swan Hill region. Is that where you are today, Dane?
No, I'm not, but you've just given them some extra. They don't pay me anymore, so I can't have you there. So
well,
nothing
was
right there.
Exactly.
So, well, something, nothing was for nothing. Something was for nothing right then.
No, I went up to Swan Hill, actually, and someone introduced me to that commercial. They asked me if I'd heard about this wonderful commercial, and I hadn't. And they said, that's all you have to do around here is just say that Swanee sent you and you get free stuff. So I tried it and it didn't work.
Especially the jail.
On the off chance that you're a bit more recognisable than the other two people on this podcast, where are you south of Mildura?
I might be in Byron Bay, actually.
Oh,
click for Vic in Byron Bay.
Proud well, Victorian.
We haven't been able to get out of the old Victoria, obviously, and my two of my missus obviously wanted a baby moon or whatever you call them. So so now we're up on our first of about fucking six of them.
So congratulations! Now that the what's the phrase? Cat's out of the bag. I think you said on Kiss FM.
Well, I wasn't trying to hide it. Just no one asked me.
Yeah.
How exciting, Dane!
You could have asked me 3 months ago, and I would have said it, but you just didn't ask me on the podcast. So
I didn't even know.
I'm not, I'm not hiding. You can ask me whatever you want.
But it's not. It's not like regularly. I just walk past you. How are you, Dane? Are you? Is your missus pregnant today? Like, it's not normal conversation to just check in like that. You know, you don't want to put pressure on people.
I know, and I don't think it's something that, you know, I don't think anyone really gives a fuck that anyone else is pregnant. So, like, I don't think it's
made the paper. It made the paper.
I haven't put it on social media. I might do it in a day or two, but I'm looking forward to everyone saying, oh, you stop trying to be relevant before I get pregnant.
There are so many pregnant people this year, Dane, so that's exactly why Taylor's gone and done it. It was a plan.
Yeah, I know.
It was Picker's PR plan for you this year.
Yeah. Pardon? It was a plan. Yeah, we had the sex. And then
Success.
I don't know, what do you want to know? It's coming in Feb. Everything's fine. Do you know what it is?
I don't. Do you want to tell the listeners?
A baby? Yeah, I've had two.
Do you know what sex is?
No, tell our listeners.
Was it in the paper?
I don't know. I skimmed.
what do you think I'm having?
God forbid you're having a girl.
Having a girl.
Oh, well, good luck.
Because... They reckon, I thought for sure karma's going to get me. I'm going to have a girl first, and Taylor thinks we're having a girl. And then obviously, they reckon like all the professional athletes have girls. So, you know, that's why I'm obviously having a boy. So, I'm having a boy, and Taylor started crying, and they weren't tears of joy.
Oh, yes, I can imagine. Poor woman.
When we found out, she was like, oh, fuck, I've got to deal with another one of you. So once she got over the disappointment of having another one of me, it was all right. But yeah, I don't know what else.
You're a bit smiley, Dane. You've got a bit of a smile happening here. How are you feeling? How do you feel about it?
I really haven't thought about it. I don't know how I feel. I don't think anyone can be prepared until the little fucker comes out and ruins me life. But, it'll be all right. I don't know. I don't know why people talk about their kids because no one really cares about other people's kids apart from your immediate family. But I'm happy to answer any questions you may or may not have. But, it'll be fun, I guess. My life's going to change a fair bit, you would imagine. But everything's going well. She's having just a perfectly normal pregnancy, as you would expect. Having a boy in Feb, so over 6 months pregnant now, or something like that.
So
we haven't got much in common, Dane. We've got this in common. I was one of the last in my group to have kids. And you've said that this is the case with you. Most of your friends have got kids.
Yeah. And everyone has different friendship groups. So you've got you're close, you know, your good friend groups, you've got your disco mate group, you've got your you might have your footy supporter mate groups. So, like, all my kind of old school blokes I played footy with and the guys are the good bloke, we have a Collingwood pass players group that's called the Good Blokes Pass Players. And, there's, 10 of us in there. There's two of us that don't have kids yet, and Andrew Dimitin is the other one. The rest of them all do. So, like Tazza, Jono, it's all my man who used to be on this podcast. So, and the guy who I do the clothing label with, I guess, which we can talk about this, he's having a kid in January, my cousin. So, like, all my sort of my close mates, apart from probably Dusty and a couple others, have all got kids. So, like, all your disco mates who you see at the Albion every week, I don't know about their life. I only know them by drinking with them on the weekend. So,
and you're happy to keep it that way?
Yeah. I am. My missus would shoot me before I started bringing these creatures back into our house. And I'm one of them too when it gets to a certain point at night. But so I'm one of the last ones to have it. So we're bored as fuck during COVID, so we might as well try and kill 15 seconds by trying to get one away.
Now, Dane, you do realise that the people of mainly the Twitter sphere, but definitely the social media world, often turn to you for advice. Are you ready to be a daddy blogger?
Good point.
Wait, hey, listen, Sam. If we have to, hey, look, nothing's for nothing. I'm willing to talk about anything for the right price. But I guess, Ralph, you've got kids, Sam. I know, unless you pump on out in the next year, I can give advice. If people ask me for advice on this show, I'm not sure how trusting it would be, but I'm willing to give it. I've just got to have the little turd first, and then, I don't have to, but Taylor have to do that.
When you said about the people trying to be relevant, are you saying that the maternity wards are full of people trying to be relevant?
Nah, just old footballers who like to do another thing apart from football on Twitter and stuff like that. Who should just stick to sport and stop trying to be relevant.
Yeah, and not politics.
Yeah, we didn't post anything. But we've been in COVID, so I was like, if you guys had asked me how's Taylor, that's thanks for being ourselves and not asking about how my partner was, I would have said, well, she's pregnant. She's annoying me. So,
we were too busy laughing at her throwing you out of the room and you weren't allowed to work from home.
Oh, mate. Well, fucking now. It's come to Byron, but it's schoolies up here at the moment, so I'm loving it. I'm a toolie.
Is that where you get your top off?
There's your practice. Exactly. There's your practice, Dane. You can practice being a dad.
Got a Volca Cruiser next to me. Well, it was weird. You can... Mate, we went out for dinner last night and I'm here with a mate and we've got another friend up here. And mate, all these like 18-year-olds walking past with Volca Cruise, like pink Volca, these guys walk past with pink Volca Cruises, like 7 PM going out. I was like, those were the days. But geez, they look young. Like 18-year-olds, they look like they're 14. But they're mad up here and so I'm up here on schoolies. But I'm here with bloody a mate from Adelaide, and because we didn't know that the borders weren't going to open to Queensland, we just booked to come to get up here. We're always going to drive up to the Goldie as soon as we can. We've got a lot of mates up in Burley and stuff. But we got a mate, our mates from Adelaide. So our mate's staying with, but Adelaide's fucked now, so he can't go into the Goldie. So it's a balls up. So. But it's one thing it is. It's actually nice to see Adelaide at the bottom of the totem pole of Australia once again.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. They were high and mighty. South Australia were high and mighty for a while, saying, we don't want anyone. He's going to fuck off. But now, look, they're the dregs of society again. It's just fantastic to see South Australia's back on the bottom. So that's kind of warmed my heart to the fact that we're not allowed to cross the border. I said, mate, you're going to have to swim around the. You're going to have to either swim around the fucking point, or you're not coming. So we're going to send him home probably Sunday, and then we'll go up to the Goldie for 2 or 3 days and come home, because we're coming back up over New Year's and stuff like that before she gets fat enough where she can't travel.
It's not called fat.
I've just got this article here. One more on this topic. I don't know if Sam's got any more, but it's an article that piqued my interest after this announcement came through. These 35 once common names are quickly going extinct. Is yours on the list? So I'll just rattle through. Yes, no, possible.
For the baby.
Made names for my baby.
Yeah. Okay. So I can eliminate half the field now that you've said boy. Neville.
I wouldn't have thought.
Neville Swan.
I could get me missus on here and she'd hang up if I got Taylor's names like Neville. Sorry to all the Nevilles out there, but that's not up now.
Dean.
No.
Malcolm.
No.
Cyril.
No.
Good footballer. Cyril Swan.
Duncan.
No.
Cecil.
Ooh. No thanks.
Dennis.
No.
Ernest.
Not going to have a name.
It's going to be like Prince, the symbol.
It's got to go with Barney too, though. You know that, right? It's got to go well with Barney.
Well, before we get through the rest of those names, I haven't thought about anything. Names. Now, Taylor's threw a few names up. Well, I'll have to read this book and we have to do like birthing classes. But I was like, it'll just come out and I'll just deal with it like I've done everything else in my life. When shit just presents itself, I'll just figure out how to deal with it. But Dane Jr. I lobbied for.
How long did that meeting go for?
Yeah, very, very quick. So Dane's out. William is out because, like, I'm one middle-aged wearing my dad is Bill William. My grandpa was William, so Taylor's fucked my family tradition up. What else? Osama, that's not on. Adolf, that's probably gone.
Eddie?
What about Donald?
Yeah, Ed, no. Donald, no, that's cool. She won, I think. We probably want to name it. I don't know anyone of whose name that is.
Yeah.
So probably she wants an American name, I think. Listen, I got the boys, so like I don't think I'm going to have a say in much of the other decisions, to be honest. Anyway. So I've just vetoed a couple, and I said no, that's not happening. And I'm sure, like, she's still getting over the fact that she's having another one of me. So I just let her make all the decisions. And dead set, we get my daughter on the phone. I'm on the phone now because I bought a brand new Mac and the Wi-Fi doesn't work to it. So the doorbell just rang at home. I said on my phone. There's dead set a package comes every 3 hours. Like a baby the size of my shoe, how the fuck does it need so much stuff? And he's not even born yet. Like, relax. And she's like, oh, how much is this? $1,000. How long do you need it for? 3 weeks. I was like,
geez, you're going to have to talk to a lot of people once COVID finishes.
Well,
go to the public.
I'm glad now that it's out because I'm willing to do anything for free baby shit now. So any sponsors want to come on board. But and then, like, the other thing, like, here, we went to, like, well, that was probably the first giveaway. We went to a baby shop in Armidale. And so they don't miss you there. And then, like, we're looking at prams and stuff, and they're like, oh, this one feels all right. And so I was like, hold it. I said, well, if you're happy with it, I'm going to be happy with it. So whatever. And they're like, oh, this one's all right. How much of this one? However much, fucking 1,500 or whatever, 2,000. Like, yeah, but this one's okay. But if you don't want your baby to fall out and hit its head on the pavement, I suggest you go up another 2,000 and buy the proper one where it's going to be safe. And you're like, okay, so this one there's a chance that it just falls out of its cot, and the upselling is tremendous. But
yeah, would you like the safe one or the unsafe one?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, this one's got 5 stars by the Safety fucking Commissioner of Victoria, which I don't even think is a real thing. I go, well, in that case, we better make sure it's safe. So, it's a whole new world, isn't it? And,
that cheaper one that's asbestos lined, I'd give that one a miss.
Yeah, well, exactly. I was going to make one myself.
He's becoming a dad.
Yes. Yeah, the handyman I am. So,
you know, Dane, your jokes at the end are going to have to start to become dad jokes now. You know that, right? By law.
You reckon?
Absolutely. Why you're is a dad. Because you're a dad. Dads say dumb things.
Yeah, okay. No, not sure about that. I don't know.
Maybe you could bring out a book, much. Dane's Dad Jokes. Pick us onto it.
Yeah, I think I want something out of this baby. I'm a pretty selfish person, and I want something in return for this baby.
I can think of something.
What?
Sympathy. That is a sympathy gig with the Collingwood Football Club taking over Jeff Walsh doing the injury report.
Oh yeah, I'm going to ring Walsh actually and tell him he's ruined my dreams. I wasn't most excited about the baby next year. I was excited about doing the injury report with Jeff.
were you going to do it as a two-man show?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Oh, wow.
I'm not sure they'd be able to afford us both. That's probably. I think that's why Jeff left. A bit like the Treloar situation. I don't think they could. They couldn't afford to pay us both. So, I'll go down and do it. But like I said, they're very, very. Big shoes to fill, and Jeff just had a unique way of connecting with the screen. He might have to come back for a one-off just with me and him. Listen, I'll do it if they want once or twice, if they want me to do it permanently. But they are, the thing is, AFL clubs are cutting back budgets.
Yes.
So I'm not sure they've factored me in for their budget, but the thing is, I will be home most of the year because I can only really, with the kid, I can only really get away every sort of once a month or something.
But that looks like a sponsored segment to me. The Collingwood Injury Report with Swanee. If a sponsor couldn't get on board for that, I think they would certainly fit you on the budget.
What about like Baby Bunting or something? Some baby store.
Yeah.
Kids are Us.
Yeah, do like the Alan from The Hangover, have like the baby, you know what I mean?
Chicks dig it. Opens you up to a whole other market.
Picture that.
Just doing the baby. Mate, that's right, and the Collingwood Footy Club thought they were going to get rid of me. And they were going to get rid of the Rat Pack, mate. I could be back next year doing the injury report or something, but that's the other thing. The only person who would employ me down there is fucking Jeff Walsh, and now he's gone. So I'm not sure the media department have a big say in who to hire. Well, they might, but on who to hire, because they're all about, obviously, clickbait and getting – you know, clicks onto their website, which I'll probably get a few more than a random person, but I'm not sure if the footy club would employ me, but 18 years from now, I could be back there with my kid, just 2-for-1.
Absolutely.
But, you know.
Well, you mentioned the Rat Pack, speaking of which, Heath Shaw was in the good story with him in the Herald Sun on Sunday. I'll read this quote. Hopefully I get to see more of my close mates, Jono, Did, Swanee, my brother and Taz. We're all very similar, but they've grown up a bit. They all have kids now except me and Swanee. Swan announced on Friday he'll become a father in February. I've got to ask Swanee for some advice on life after footy. He seems to have been an expert at living a gap year for 5 years.
Well, yep. I think that's why Taylor trapped me on an early morning in May. I think that's about 9 months from February. So yeah, she got me when I wasn't thinking and trapped me. But yeah, man, I've got plenty of advice for Heath. So I was talking about that GBPPL, the good blokes past players lunch, and I think we're gonna. I don't know if this is speaking. You know, out of turn, but I think we're gonna formally invite Reece and Heath along to it. Unless Heath gets picked up, then he can fuck off for another year.
So what's the rules of being in?
You've got to be a past player. At first it was no involvement with the footy club, but liquor's on the board, so that sort of changed. And then at the start it was like you've had to have just a very, very broad one. You have to be a good bloke and you have to be unanimously fucking voted in by the members, and you get a trial lunch, so you got to come to the lunch, like, and you got to be worth your weight in.
You got to bring some good stories to the table.
Yeah, you got to be entertaining. You can't just sit in the corner like a mute. You have to be good fun, and obviously, if anyone knows a thing or two about the Shaw brothers, I don't think they're going to have too much dramas about fitting in seamlessly. So I think we're going to formally invite Reece and Heath. Then we got a lunch on the 18th. I missed one last Friday because I launched a clothing label last week. So I had a thing on the Friday. We're shooting some stuff, so I missed it. But apparently... Heath needs a bit of work. From what I heard, Heath needs a bit more practice in that group before he can be a full-fledged member.
Feedback.
Yeah, it'd be great to see him. We obviously haven't seen him for 5 years, and he sort of comes down, you know, for a month at the end of the year, like on a whirlwind, and just goes apeshit and then goes back up north. Goes up south, I mean. and then, but yeah, it'll be great to see them more. He's obviously... you know, a member of the Rat Pack, one of our really good mates. Reece, hopefully he's going well, and, you know, hopefully he comes to lunch, so it'd be great to see them. And obviously Jeff Walsh, just want to say, Walsh has obviously hung him up. I knew his time was coming to an end shortly. Jeff's probably the best person, apart from, like, the players that I've met in my time at, like, in the... admin side, I guess if that's what you call it. The
why?
I think he just, I don't know, I think he just, it was very good at his job for one, and I think he just got up. He was ruthless when he needed to be, but he was one of those ones that he could stop being a football manager when we went out for,
you know, if we went out for lunch or went out for a beer, or, you know, he could disassociate the two between being our boss, if he's our boss, or being the guy who list managed that to being a normal good bloke. Like, I would come out to lunches on our premiership reunions, comes out, like, comes and drinks, and, like, just is one of the boys. So, and even during the my time at the footy club, I guess, once he is gone a while, I've got, you know, some stories and stuff, but we'll let him just
simmer down for a little.
Sunset first. Yeah, but he give me, he fucking went berserk, give it to me when I needed to be got, when I needed to be given to, but just was a boss when he was a boss, but then, you know, as soon as that was done, like, he was your mate again. And I think he got along well with everyone and probably liked the guys who liked the beer and, you know, enjoyed themselves and were just normal blokes. We didn't see ourselves as anyone better than anyone else. And I think Walshy liked that. So I think he was very good at his job and was ruthless when he needed to be with us, with my group too. But just a really good bloke who you can, like, one of the very few in football admin, if that's a word, I don't know if that's the right term, that I actually speak to, like randomly, you know what I mean? Or that I speak to about things away from footy, or might have a random beer with him, Jono did, and that, just at the end of the year and stuff, you know? So, and he probably saved my career on a couple of occasions too, so I probably owe him a fair bit of gratitude for that. But yeah, just an unbelievable man, very good at his job, and Collingwood will sorely miss him, and football will miss Heath too if he's lost the football. Now
I hope he gets in the media, Swanee.
Yeah, mate, he'd be brilliant. And, that's what I mean. Hopefully he's not lost. Maybe come on this podcast and ruin his career. I hope Heath isn't lost the football. He's one of those characters that they don't grow on trees. And if Heath Shaw grew on trees, that tree would be pulled out of its ground and threw in the chopper and threw in the wood chopper for sure, because we don't want too many more of them. But he's a beauty and we all know it. Hopefully he gets on. Hopefully he gets on a show where if he does, where he can be himself and doesn't have to, you know, talk seriously about footy the whole time, where he can have a laugh and enjoy himself and people get to see his real personality, because he's a beauty. I don't know, is there anything else going on in footy?
There's a bit of hang on. So, Sam, can you tell me this? We've had our best response ever on Instagram to a post.
Mm-hmm.
Why is this so funny? Oh, God. I posted it yesterday, as you guys have seen, but for people listening who don't follow our Instagram, from September, Dale Thomas puts out, "How is everyone today? I feel you all are a bit snappy and frustrated yesterday. Hope today is a better day for everyone." To which Dane replied, "Fuck off, Dale." Before Swanee answers, Sam is our resident psychiatrist. Why is blokes hanging shit on their own mate so funny?
I wasn't. He was annoying me.
They're literally like brothers, these two. And it makes it even funnier because you always have to double take because Dale's profile picture is Swanee. So, again, when I read it the first time, I thought it was Swanee saying, you know, "Hope you're all having a better day." And then I read that Dale Swan wrote "fuck off Dale" and I was like, why is he just randomly saying "fuck off Dale"? And then I looked again and I was like, oh, Dale was being nice. Swanee was having a yap at his brother.
Does he not understand that Twitter is a real dark cesspool of negativity?
Know your audience, Dale.
There's no place in Twitter for positivity. It's all, mate, it's a dark, dark, dirty dungeon of just negativity. And that's what I love, living in the mud. But Dale,
but if you said that to someone you didn't like, that wouldn't be funny. But because you said it to a mate, it's so fucking hilarious.
Yeah, it's like calling, you know, your mate a cunt.
It's true.
That is so very Australian, though.
Yeah, even in America, like when you're sitting there and you're like, you know, because they don't, obviously the C word over there is a bit different to here. Like Australians, you know, Carl Barron says it beautifully, like we hate, he's on his first thing, like we get angry with people when they've done well. I won the lottery, I'll get fucked. But over in America, like you go, hey mate, what's going on, Cam? And they're like, what did you just call me? You're like, man, it's a term of endearment. Like, what? And they can't fathom it. But
it's more English, isn't it? English don't mind the C word.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But listen, if you can't laugh with your mates, then what's the point of being alive? You know what I mean? Like, listen, on the if you can't take the piss out of your friends or yourself, what are you really doing? And like, there's no gravestone that's engraved, I wish I laughed less. So yes. You know, if you can, they would deserve to be got to the fuck off. You know what I mean?
Speaking of friends, Sam, what's the weirdest thing you would ask?
Oh, yeah. What is the weirdest thing, Dane, that you've ever had to ask your friend to do for you?
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Is there something you can think of that you've ever had to ask a mate to do and afterwards or while it's happening, you're like, this is fucking weird?
Get Taylor pregnant? Show me how it's done. I was struggling. I didn't know how it was done. So,
do we put in an order for a stalk?
We're just not sure which way it's going, are we, Sam?
We never know.
Well, I didn't know how it was done. I've never had one before. I don't know what was going on. So, the weirdest thing. Well, obviously you've got something. So, do you want to tell your story? Then I'll think of something.
It's really fucking weird. Taken my friendship to a new level, but. I've only obviously got one arm at the moment, and the arm that is out of action is my right arm. But when it's in the sling, that arm is always down. I can use my left arm.
Please call me not wiping.
You have to get
wiping your ass. I had to get my friend to shave my armpits. Is that disgusting?
Wow.
Well, because my left hand, I can shave my right armpit with my left hand. That's no problem, but that's the arm that's always covered because it's in a sling. It's my left armpit that is on show for everyone, and that's the one I can't shave because I need my right arm. So I had to ask
Sam,
a friend.
Probably, considering the listeners that we have, the Love Urban Dictionary, I'm sure there's probably people out there that pay good money to shave your underpit with a...
it's a sponsorship with me.
With razor, yeah. There's people out there that pay good money to shave your underarm with a big razor.
Would you ever ask your friends to shave your pits? Not bits, pits.
Well, they would. No one's had the white mask ring, so I haven't had both my hands done. mates had to shower me. Nothing really weird. Nothing. Well, I guess my definition of weird probably is a lot fucking stranger than yours. So, like, things that I find normal are probably weird to you, but. Mate, we've done all kinds of like nice stuff for each other that you would probably find weird.
Put that one on notice.
Yeah, let's get a list.
Actually, while I was talking about someone paying for you to shave your underarm, I was just flicking through Twitter just before I got on here, and there's a lady on OnlyFans who sells her bathwater that she must fuck around in or whatever, but she's doing her first porno and she's selling the used condom out of it.
What?
Now, is that something that would you be interested in as a collector of art, bro? Would that be something that you could get behind? You
put it next to the Sydney Dollar up on the wall.
Yeah. You and the missus could just get behind and just pin it to the
to the board.
Well, that's, would you frame it? Would you put it on the coffee table? Or sort of,
I'd bin it. It. I'd put it in the bin.
Would you drink it?
Hashtag too far.
That's great.
Yeah. Well,
hey, being a hardworking father that you will be in 2021.
Yeah.
You,
on that, Rob, how do I go about getting a dad bod? Because you've probably.
Yeah.
Mastered it.
You reckon I've embraced it? Well, you have to lose a foot first.
Well, I'm gonna have to chop my legs off then.
I visited the zoo with the family on Saturday. Yeah.
It's a lovely place. I haven't been there in years though, but it's such a fun place, isn't it?
Well,
what's your favourite animal?
Favourite animal was watching the people.
Because
on that topic, I felt like Brad Pitt walking around. if that isn't the homing pigeon for national obesity, I will go. Gilead.
It's weird. Well, it's weird though, because you actually have to walk around, or now do they have like buggies you can drive around?
I reckon that's the next step. The next step for people who just can't quite walk 100 metres, because damn me, what's that fat bill?
like in the Jetsons where they've got the escalators, you know, just go around.
Now, talk about is a hardworking dad next year, because that's what you're going to be. You've had to launch your own clothing label.
Oh, yeah. So Bella Apparel, which is, or some people call it Bella, but it's, I'd say Bella. But
well, you're the owner, Dan, so what is it?
Well, it's actually from the suburb Balaclava, wherever your mate's from. So it's
Bella.
Pronounced Bella in our words. But if people run around with Bella, I don't really care. But
they're buying it.
Yeah, exactly. So, obviously, I had Rat Bag, but it kind of just fell into the too hard basket at the time, because, mate, I was just as I finished and I was traveling, and you know, you travel for all year, and I was just doing it as a hobby, and it just got too hard. Out my mate, sort of my business partner, sort of had started having kids and not doing other things, and I just sort of traveled and just sort of left it, and then during COVID, I was training with my mate Harlan and just doing shit with him. And he's had Bella for like 7 or 8 years, but only been doing it as like a hobby, like part, like sort of, not as a hobby, but like just fucking bits and pieces and that. And then I was just training with him, just talking to him about it. Saying, mate, you should do that. And then we just sat down one day and said, oh, do you want to come on board? And we'll go halves and we'll do it. I was like, yeah. So it kept me entertained during COVID. And yeah, we released last Tuesday, so it's been good. It's you know, I've always enjoyed, you know, cloth fashion and stuff like that. So yeah, mate, it's been fun. It's kept me entertained. And
do you have to sign it?
No, certainly not. So we've fucked that. So we've the quality, mate, the quality is not as good as the Swanee and Friends one, mate. That's for sure. But no, listen, it's been good. We'll be launched a week. What's today? It's Wednesday. Lost
the
week.
So the same week you announced that Taylor's pregnant is the same week you announced Bella's got kids clothing. Is that nothing for nothing at a new level?
Yeah, well, that's
a smart man, Ralph.
That wasn't. It's never been planned. It was planned to drop men's last week, kids and board shorts today or tomorrow, and then we got some hats coming next week or something like that. But like I said, with the kids, like I haven't kept it a secret. No one's asked me. Well, so that's just the nuts and bolts of it.
I did get some messages that I didn't put out on the. So you obviously had some people around the neighbourhood was obviously messaging you.
Okay. But yeah, like I wasn't trying to keep the news. Like I told, we didn't tell because Taylor's over 35. We had to wait till like 12, 16 weeks. So all the tests were fine. So it's perfectly healthy. But we just didn't. I think people get sick of seeing people on Instagram jamming pregnant people in your face. So we're not like that. I understand where I'm a public person, but I don't know whether the kid. Well, listen, if fucking new idea come and goes, here's 100 grand to give us the first shot to the baby, that little fucker will be the most public baby in the world. Let me tell you.
There's your invitation, new idea.
Yeah. So let me tell you, if someone pays me to put him on the front page of a magazine, he'll be the most public baby in the world. But But yeah, so kids is coming because kids is, what's today? Wednesday. So I think we're launching it
today at some stage. So by the time this is out, it'll probably be out. So
great. You know, get my Christmas shopping done.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, if you need anything, you just let me know off air and I'll get it for you. But
nah, we're here to support.
Price, of course, yeah, not 5% off. Yeah. But yeah, kids, it's coming well. So yeah, mate, everyone's going along all right. I needed something to get out of the house. So I'm actually gonna. I've never played golf in my life, but I think I might start playing golf just so I can get out when the baby arrives.
You are becoming
golf
a dad.
Is an excellent sport for that.
Yeah, exactly. But and actually, my mate Harlan, who's Bella, he's actually having a kid too. They're due in January, so and he's having a girl. So can't wait for my little boy to be friends with her. Yeah.
Now we lost an on and off field soldier during the week.
We lost to who?
An on and off field great soldier in Maradona.
Oh, mate, I wrote some notes down in my phone, but I'm on my phone, so I can't look into my notes. But
this is the type of professionalism we bring to the table.
Well, mate, I bought a $2,400 Mac, and I can't use it, fucker, because the Wi-Fi didn't work on it, so I'm out here on my 4G. But I'll just claim that back. I'll claim that back on tax, can't I? Because we're
absolutely
a professional.
Absolutely, of
course we are.
I might go buy another one then, just for the sake of it. But Maradona, yeah. Jesus, what a man. What can you say? He was, do you reckon he's more well known for his off field exploits or his on field exploits?
Photo finish.
Yeah.
And, like, I remember now, because Maradona's carved it, I know that you were watching his doco.
Yep.
That Mexican one. I started watching it. So I'm about 4 episodes in. Oh, man, he was not well by the end, was he?
Oh, that one, right. Like, okay.
he's next level, isn't he? But, and
plays the bad bod, does, what he?
He goes to Sinaloa, which is like the drug capital of the world. You're like, well, like what a shock. Out of all the places he could have coached in the world, he goes to Sinaloa. I was mesmerised by that clip of him warming up when he's like sort of dancing and kicking the ball to himself, like yes. That one that went around. He just, I guess he played as freely as he parties. Like he just did not give two fucks about like on the field or off field. And obviously he was, you know, I'm not a massive soccer pundit, but you'd say, I'd argue that Messi's probably better than him. Like just from, because Messi's, everyone says that, but obviously, Maradona won a World Cup for Argentina, so that probably puts him up the top of the tree. But, mate, it's just unbelievable. I know there's more memes about Maradona and drugs than there is about his footballing career. But, it'd be one you'd like to have talked up to party with.
Is that a list for you, Swatty? People you knew you wish you could have.
Yeah, he'd be right. There wouldn't be too many up above him. Obviously, when he died, I thought, no, social media was a buzz. And did you see the story about the Oasis brothers when they went and met him?
Yes. For those who didn't see it,
quickly later. They're in Argentina playing a gig or something, and Maradona was upstairs. They're now at the bar downstairs, and they're like, oh, can we go and meet him? And they obviously went upstairs and said, oh, the Oasis boys want to meet you. And he was like, yeah, only the brothers. So they go, oh, fuck the band off. And they went upstairs and met him.
That's not fair.
And like, took a photo and they were talking. And then like, Maradona apparently said he had like 30 birds around him and stuff like that. He said, if you leave with any of my girls, I'm gonna get someone to shoot you.
I reckon they would have believed it too.
I was going to say I 1,000,000% believe it. he would have shot him. So the stories that would have come out about Maradona, but yeah, an all-time character off and on the field. There wouldn't be too many like him. And it's weird, kind of like and I guess soccer's a different entity. It's like worldwide. And so could you imagine if someone like that was in Australia, like how different they would be, like written about in the media and stuff like that. Like they would be banished from Australian life, where Oz and I live in Argentina, as we know. but you would have, like, he's revered and celebrated over there, like, even with all his shortcomings and the addictions and his party lifestyle. So it's just a completely different world, isn't it? Because of how great he was, how loved he was, he literally did anything he fucking wanted. And did he ever go to jail?
Yes. Yes. He got a suspended sentence. He should have, and they did a plea bargain, just as a heads up. So have you seen the other Maradona documentary that's mainly based on his Napoli years?
Nah.
Oh, there's a heads up for people listening. It's on Amazon. I actually watched it over the weekend. Prime. Yep, I watched it over the weekend because of it. It's the same guy who did Senna and Amy Winehouse.
Okay, yeah.
And they found all this documentary footage in his...
Amy Winehouse is another one that... She'd have a decent go. Yeah.
So it's the footage is extraordinary because it almost like a bit like the Michael Jordan Last Dance. They actually, the Maradona had a camera crew following him through the '80s.
And when was he in Napoli? Is it his early days or?
I think it was from 81 to 88. So it covered the World Cup win.
Okay. Yeah.
When he got signed, just to put your head around this, he turns up at as an announcement at training. 85,000 people were there to welcome him to the ground, and that was it. So you see, he just walks out in the middle. They all go, that's 85,000 turned up. That's how huge it was there.
Well, I think my first injury report, next year if I do it right, we might feel the G. But, just incredible. Aid. I guess that proves how, well, we love AFL. Like, I've seen supporters like mad for it, obviously, and love it. But like over there, like soccer's just it's just the next level, isn't it? Like, it is dead set of religion. Like we say, footy's religion here, but that is like absolutely like life and death over there, isn't it? It's incredible. It's incredible.
Have you been to one over there? A game over there?
Yeah, no, not in Argentina. I went to see Barcelona play.
Yep.
Seen Messi play, which was cool. But I haven't been to like a proper like Brazilian or South American, Argentinian, like European fucking where they punch on and stuff like that. But I went to see Barcelona play someone and that was cool. But they're just so intense over there, eh? Like just chanting nonstop.
Well, I was going to say, so Napoli, yeah, you mentioned Sinaloa. So I didn't know this until you watched a doco. Napoli was considered the, and this is their words, not mine, the scum of Italy.
Was it okay?
At the time, in the early 80s. Right, so yeah. there was the Rome and Inter Milan and all that, but Napoli was considered just scum. This is the chance, right? So keep in mind, you just say about AFL, but you go to the footy with your mates, Carlton, Collingwood, Melbourne, Essendon, whatever.
Yeah.
And we get a controversy when there's a trumpeter playing at the grand old flag, right? This is the actual chant from the Milan supporters to the Napoli supporters when Maradona signed. It is on the subtitles. Even the dogs run too. The Neapolitans are coming. Sick with cholera. Victims of the earthquake. You never wash with soap. Napoli shit. Napoli cholera. You are the shame of the whole of Italy. Neapolitan work hard for Maradona. You'll have to sell your ass too. What a chance.
Could you imagine Collingwood faithful singing that to Carlton?
Yes.
Mate, like.
Wouldn't that go well?
Three. Oh, mate, you'd be banned for life at the footy. It's just, like I said, it's just, like, and, mate, people, it's awesome to see. Obviously, they can take it a step too far with all the violence and stuff, but the passion they have for their teams over there is absolutely incredible. If Melbourne had half the passion for that, they might get some supporters staying the last three-quarter time.
Hey, we're going to be supporting the Australian wine industry next year. All right, some listener questions from Trav. Not a question, but just stoked for Samantha to get back and see her family. Enjoy, mate. Yeah.
Where are you going?
Boxing Day, I leave at like 6:30 in the morning.
What's it all meant, Sam? Talk us through as you've found out what's happened.
Oh, it's just it is an emotional roller coaster. And being a Victorian, as like you guys are, I think the hardest thing was we've had a premier, like him or not, that has come on every Sunday or every second Sunday, and he's kind of gone this date or this number, and when we've hit those, he's come through on his word. But the WA Premier said 28 days and no one thought we'd get there. And when that date came on the Friday and he didn't announce anything and he came on and said, oh, I'll think about it next week. It's kind of like, hang on, you said you'd do something and now you're not doing it, which is, you know, typical politicians. But you're talking to a group of people, the Victorians here, that have been living deadline to deadline for 9 months. Like, it's just like you're playing with our emotions, particularly around Christmas time and family. So it was a bit shit on his behalf.
How many days have WA not had a case lock month? They've been for like 6 months or something.
Yeah, for like 6 months. They never went into the lockdown that we went into. They have never worn masks. They just, I think the furthest they got was social distancing and the 4 square meter rule for about 2 weeks, I think.
Okay.
So they don't know.
Man, wearing
what
masks
life is
so weird. Like, before you go, Sam, we had to wear a mask on the plane, and we got to Sydney and we're at the airport. We had like an hour layover, and we're like, walk around with a mask. So I go, why is no one wearing masks here? And it's just like, because we're plebs from Melbourne, and like, so we took them off, and like, even leaving our room, I was like, fuck, do I need a mask? Just like,
it's
walking around, like
us,
going into shops with no mask. Mm-hmm. It's so foreign to us, it's so weird, but I'm glad that we don't have to up here.
You know the difference, Sam? You know the difference?
No.
Obviously. Well, no footy star was putting pressure on the WA Premier like we had here.
Yeah, exactly.
Keep being honest.
I did do my rounds on the on Channel 7, Perth and then Sydney and Melbourne. Just like,
did you?
Yeah, I came up with a new slogan actually for him when he was going to be the only Premier not to open borders for Christmas. I said it on the news too. I said, Mark McGowan, keeping the families apart for Christmas. I think it's got a nice ring to it, but obviously he didn't like that campaign slogan, and he's finally come through on his word. We booked flights last night. Very emotional.
How did they introduce you? Like on the set, was it like
the Super
TV host, TV host, or just Sam Rich or
Swanee and Friends co-presenter? Or? I think it was. No, it just said Samantha Rich is Victorian resident.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure.
So when are you allowed to go home? When's the
officially the borders open on the 8th of December? But because obviously
you can't go early.
Well, I can't go early now because I've put work in. Plus, there's like a lack of flights. Like they can't just say borders are open and then there'll be a ton of flights because they've laid off all these staff. They've laid off pilots who have to get flying hours back under their belt. And, you know, there's all these things that happen behind the scenes to be able to, you know, we used to have like a couple of flights a day to and from Perth and Melbourne, but now it's like skeleton flights. So we kind of had to also look at prices. They were jacked up. And then, you know, my partner's got family here. So we just thought, let's go Christmas here, Boxing Day with my family. My niece and nephew are 2 and 8 and 10 months. They're not going to know. They'll just get Christmas 2 days in a row. So bloody excited to be able to walk around without a mask on and get a tan and go on the ocean and do free things like Free People.
What happens if we get a is it no matter what happens if a couple of things that we get a couple of positive tests here, or is it contingent on keep having zeros?
Well, this was the thing that he said he was waiting for. He was looking at he didn't want to go 28 days because he wanted to go a bit longer just to see that it wasn't just, oh, we hit 28 and then we had 5 cases. He wanted to see that it was definitely the case that we've got no cases here. He wanted to check our testing regimes. He wanted to, you know, just to be sure. He hasn't necessarily said if we have a couple of cases, they'll close the borders. I don't think so because the borders to WA are open to other places like Queensland, you know, New South Wales, Northern Territory, that have got more cases than us. So we've got zero. WA have got a few numbers, but theirs are all in quarantine because they're return travellers. So I think that will be fine.
It's just a Victorian hater, isn't he?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
from Liam jealous. Matthews. Swanee, when's the Albion opening up?
I asked you this.
Won't be before Christmas. We probably won't open until you can stand up, which will probably be 2024.
so your son will just, have his own door list by then.
Yeah, exactly. The Albion, as good as it is, it's not a venue where you go just for an hour and a half for something to eat. Like, we do have food and the food's great, but, mate, it's an atmosphere place, and you go for a vibe and you go to stand at the bar and talk to people. And so, but in saying that, if that doesn't happen for a while, we will open. And once the one person per 2 square meter rule comes in, which means we'll get double the amount up there. So January's pretty quiet. I would, at a guess, we had a meeting, we had an Albion shareholders meeting Saturday night, but I've forgotten most of that because it turned into a bit more than a meeting after that. But, I would
did
say,
you lose concentration?
Oh, just a smidgen. I've got about an hour. I've got about the length of this podcast in me. Then I'll start losing my mind. I would say probably after Australia Day, I would say, because January's dead in Melbourne. And now, because we can travel, I reckon everyone will fuck off. So yeah. I reckon probably after Australia Day, which will come around pretty quickly.
From birthday.
As long as I can wet the head there. So I need an excuse, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
From Bertha, when are you back in Studio Sam Newman? Ralph sounds like he's on Apollo 13. Well, we'll be in Studio Sam Richards next year, won't we?
Yes, we will, providing we can get some equipment up in here and Swanee can bring himself to stay in the state for long enough. We will be all in person. I'm really excited, actually, to see you guys. I've even got new furniture for you.
Ooh, that's great.
I know.
Congrats, everyone. Goals for 2020, seeing as our 2021, seeing as our 2020 sucked balls.
Sucks dick.
Keep a baby alive. I think that'd probably be
a great goal, Dane.
Keep it simple. Yeah.
We're behind you.
That'll be one. Keep that healthy. Yeah. I don't know. Goals. Just try and recoup some of the money that I did, that I lost this year, and keep a happy and healthy baby, I guess. I don't know what else. That's about it, I guess.
Yeah, get paid to work. That would be nice. And
yes.
Yeah, have a bit more of a social life, which won't be hard.
I've got a very simple one.
Yes?
This was the first year since 1976 I didn't watch the Demons play at the MCG where I could just leave early. I just want to go to the game of footy at the MCG.
I
know. Just to half a game.
That's it. Know. Yeah, exactly. From Stu, how quick is everyone getting the fuck out of Victoria now the walls are down? Well, I think we've got Dane's answer.
Dane's gone.
Yeah, pretty quick. I'll tell you what, we got up yesterday, and it's steam and hot here, which is great. Perth, not a cloud. Well, there's a couple of clouds. But, mate, jumped in just to get in the ocean again, because, you know, let's be serious, St Kilda Beach stinks. But, just come up here straight in the ocean, man. It was a bit fresh at the start, but it was just beautiful just to be a normal human again. So that was nice. But,
from Miss
story.
From Miss MK Ball, how did we not get the exclusive Dane Swimmers without winning gold?
Pardon?
How did we not get the exclusive Dane Swimmers winning gold?
I know. It is a great question. Dane's saying that we didn't ask him, so it's on us.
The pregnant. I was thinking about saying something, but we had Jules on the week before, and then because I was coming up to Byron, and I was actually, if we didn't have the author on, I was going to say I'm coming up on a baby moon, and I guess that would have broke you. I guess I was hoping that was going to let you figure out that I was having a baby, but then that happened, and I was like, I would have said it this one, but. So that radio thing I did, I don't know if I can say it, but I'm gonna. So they asked me to come in. It was kind of like a job interview. It was my first fucking job interview I've ever done. It was so weird, but just like to have a chat and to like, they're obviously thinking about getting me on like once a week next year, like during like the footy. Like,
is the footy expert? You'll be talking 666 zones, the defensive pressures.
Yeah. expert is a strong term, but they said we'll just nice men, and they don't seem like nerds, so they seem like good fun. I went from talking about baby to tripping on space cake in Amsterdam, so which I to talk about, but let's just have a chat. And obviously, you know, before I actually went into the studio, like, hey, how you going? What's going on? And my manager was with me, didn't even know. I was like, oh, yeah, any kids? I was like, nah, but I got one on the way in Feb. And then I go, okay, sweet. And then about 20 seconds later, my manager's like, fucking hold on a minute. What did I just see? You having a kid? I was like, yeah.
Biggers has been with you for how long?
17. That's 18 years. So this was this was Pitch. He's like 2IC, and then Pickers, and Pickers messaged me. But he's like, hold on a second. I said, yeah. He's already know, so we didn't ask. Hey man, how you going? I'm pregnant.
Don't go around asking. Have you guys asked me this week?
No. Well, are you pregnant?
No, but why would you? Do you know what I mean? Right. Like, it's not something you go, hi Sam, how are you? Are you pregnant this week? You don't ask unless, you know, sometimes if you saw me in person and I was carrying a substantial amount, I realize, Ralph, there's a time and place to ask this question. But if I was significantly round around the center, you would probably go, are you pregnant? But it's not like we can tell from you, Dane, because you're a man. Yeah, I know the feminist.
You can tell from me. How do you know what I'm identifying as this week?
Exactly.
I think if we were in person, I would have said something because, like, we just talk now, then we say goodbye. But, like, when we're in person, we obviously talk pre and post the interview. So I would have come up then. But, I do this interview and, I said, we're just going to do, like, 15 minutes. We're going to do a podcast too. So they're like, we'll do 10 minutes on the podcast and then we'll do a 15-minute interview, like, what would happen on the radio. And then obviously, if they like me or it was good chemistry and stuff, maybe I'll be on there next year. I thought it was good. I might be fired before I was hired. You never know. But as we hit go, they go, oh, do you mind if we talk about what we're talking about off air? So I was like, oh well. I said, yeah, that's fine, obviously. And then that's when we talked about the baby. So it wasn't like I was going on there to drop her on the radio. So the answer to the question is I was planning on doing it the week you had the author on, so I was like, mate, he doesn't want to hear about me having a baby, so I'll just follow that. And then we didn't. Then this radio thing came out of the blue, and I had to. They were finishing up on air on the Friday, so I went on the Thursday, and I had to, and I did it. So that is why the podcast. But that is why the podcast didn't get it. But you got it. It's a boy, so I'm sure it'll make the news that it's going to be a boy because.
Named Cecil, because your little soundbite after that name was
Osama Wilson Swan.
Two more from John Roma. Tip us a winner, Ralphie. There's a horse that ran on Saturday at Moonee Valley called Prezado. It just needs the straight track. So there'll be a Flemington meeting in the next couple of weeks. Back that. Yeah, gamble responsibly, but if it wins, you should have had more on it. Charlie Dixon, I don't think it's that one. How's Taylor going to cope looking after Dane and a little Dane? Keep up the great work, guy.
Well, more people knew than me. how's Taylor going to cope? Well, like I said, she cried and they weren't tears of joy. I don't know. Well, she's had pretty good practice at fucking keeping a baby for the last 13 years. So,
that's true.
I cry at night and shit my pants and like piss in my pants. So, so she'll be used to it.
Have you got a joke to finish with?
Well, listen, I'm a dad to be now, so I'm a respectable, upstanding citizen.
Well, listen, dad jokes will be coming. Everyone, stay tuned.
Something like that.
You know the difference between a life and what's the difference between fat and cholesterol?
Oh God!
What, you can't jam cholesterol or something?
You can't. You can't go to sleep with half a cholesterol.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.